You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a recent survey shows that almost half of U.S. workers say they've cried on the job. A psychologist joins us for a look at crying at work, why we do it, and how people react to it. First, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on a big case from Wisconsin this morning. That's Gill versus Whitford, a case challenging the state's Republican-drawn legislative maps. The court unanimously kind of kicked the case down the road to a lower court, punting on the question of how much is too much partisan gerrymandering. It means the state's districts will remain unchanged before this year's midterm election. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief. He was at the Supreme Court in October for oral arguments in the case. He's with us now to talk about the decision. Sean, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Well, we touched base on Friday. We're all waking up every Monday wondering if this is the week it's going to drop. It finally dropped.
Here it is.
It's a little anticlimactic.
A little bit, because it's still going. It's still out there. This case that went before the Supreme Court on October 3rd of last year, they've had all this time to decide on it, and they didn't just reject the case completely. They didn't dismiss it completely. They remanded it to the federal court that issued the initial decision on it. So the case is still alive. But in terms of the 2018 election, it changes absolutely nothing. These legislative maps that were drawn in 2011 will remain as they were drawn, you know, 7 years ago.
All right. Let's stay with that point for a bit before we dig further in this decision. There was an outside chance if they'd ruled for the plaintiffs, they said, yeah, this redistricting, it went too far. There was an outside chance late in the game that they might have said, hey, redraw these lines in time for August primaries. That, I guess, that probably wasn't going
to
happen.
The closer it gets to an election, the more of a long shot that would have been. Of course, when they filed this case a couple of years ago, maybe it didn't seem like a long shot, but the justice system moved slowly on this one. The court system, the Supreme Court, has never said that a redistricting plan can be too partisan to the point that it's a partisan gerrymander. So I guess you expect some slow movement on an issue like this, given that they've never taken that leap, but it went especially slow.
And I imagine the people in charge of elections here in the state, whatever they thought about the merits of the case, are breathing a sigh of relief that, in fact, they're not having to scramble to, figure out what the maps are going to be and then how to prepare for those.
Yeah, they know what they're going to be dealing with this year, whereas if the court had said, you know, this is an if because they didn't say this, but if they had said these are unconstitutional, there would have been challenges and counter challenges over what to do in 2018. But again, that's not happening.
All right, let's look at the reasoning in the case, because people were watching this case and thinking this could be the case that decides if partisan redistricting can hit a threshold that makes it unconstitutional, not on racial grounds, which has happened before,
right,
but by how people divvy up voters from each party.
Yeah, people thought that it would either be the case that says you can do that or you can't. And the court said neither, went right down between those two options and did not decide on the merits of the case one way or the other. They sent it back to the district court based on standing in the case. The court said that, and this was Chief Justice John Roberts, who wrote that he made it very clear that they weren't addressing the merits of the case. They were just addressing the standing, and essentially the court said that the plaintiffs who brought this case, the specific plaintiffs who brought Wisconsin case, could not show statewide standing, and they couldn't show that they were personally injured in a redistricting case. And so they're not the ones to bring this case, at least not in this format, as a 14th Amendment claim.
Yeah. So if I understand this right, they said, okay, you might be able to prove that in the district that you got drawn into, you might be able to prove harm to you somehow. So why are you telling us about the whole state? Because you don't live in every district in the state.
Yeah. And just the lead plaintiff in the case is William Whitford, who lives in Madison. And he is always going to have a Democratic assembly district. Whether or not the court redrew it under a kind of a, quote, model plan that was more competitive, William Whitford's district was always going to be Democratic. And so that, to the Supreme Court, was a trouble area. And they all said, you know, we don't think you have standing. Even though some justices had different ideas of what the court could do next, they all agreed that the standing issue was not satisfied here.
9-0.
It's a little tricky, okay?
But all nine agreed
on
the standing thing.
All nine agreed on the thing that we don't have standing. Yes,
right.
There's some disagreement as you split off from there, but all of them, all nine agreed that they don't have standing, and you need that.
talking to Sean Johnson about this morning's U.S. Supreme Court ruling on a challenge to Wisconsin's redistricting law. So where the disagreement starts to come in, Sean, is what happens next? They didn't say no standing, get out of here, we're done with this.
They did not. They said Chief Justice John Roberts sent it back to the district court. And so plaintiffs now have the opportunity to look at what the Supreme Court said was missing in this case and correct it, you know, change their case, basically, and run it back up to the Supreme Court again. And so at least, you know, one election law expert that I talked to said he thinks that the court will absolutely hear this case again, that Wisconsin's case is not done. It'll go back to the Supreme Court.
Now, this standing issue, and this came up through lower courts, lower federal courts. Did they say, hey, we're not so sure about this standing thing?
This is one of the only things that Justice Anthony Kennedy talked about at oral arguments, if I remember right, is definitely something that Wisconsin's Department of Justice argued during arguments on this on October 3rd of last year, that you got to satisfy that standing, that it is a technicality, okay, that the court really didn't get into this underlying and thorny idea of how partisan is too partisan when it comes to our democracy and the drawing of maps. But they definitely addressed the standing issue in arguments, and this is something that obviously the justices ultimately had a problem with at the end of the day.
Now, there was some disagreement, as I understand it. A couple of the justices said, okay, yes, 9-0 standing. A couple of them thought, and we should be done now.
Yeah, that was Justices Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch. Thomas had a very brief concurrence who said, you know, we agree with all that stuff about no standing, but normally when a case doesn't have standing, we dismiss it. You know, essentially we kill it. And here what the court did is they remanded it. So the case is still alive.
And Justice Kagan wrote her own separate thing about this. Where was she going with that?
Yeah, so she was emphatic in saying she agreed with Justice Roberts that this case does not have standing. So mechanically, they're all on the same page on that one. But Justice Kagan said, you know, she made a point of saying that gerrymandering is a pretty serious problem for democracy. And she also talked about, you know, if they bring this case back up, how might you structure it so it's a little different? You know, you could go district by district and find voter after voter in these districts who has seen their votes, you know, cracked or packed are the terms that get thrown around in redistricting, you know, cracked meaning like if you take Democratic voters and break them up among a variety of districts so that they never quite break that 50% threshold in any of them, packed so that they're all in one district and they don't get to affect others. Essentially, what she's saying is find voters spread throughout the state who can show that personal injury in each of these districts to the point that it becomes a statewide claim. She also raised the prospect of bringing this as a First Amendment claim instead of more of a 14th Amendment claim. Without going into that too much, she quotes pretty heavily from Justice Anthony Kennedy on why you might want to do that.
Justice, from a previous ruling.
Yeah, Kennedy wrote the decision in 2004. That is really the reason we're talking about any of this right now. He left the door open to a partisan gerrymandering claim of some kind back in 2004. And so everybody was doing this case was made for Anthony Kennedy. Essentially, he did not write in any of these decisions, by the way.
So what's now for plaintiffs? They've been rejected in the sense that they didn't get the ruling they wanted. The door's still open. What are they saying they're going to do now?
They're saying that we got to decide what we're going to do next, which is understood hours after the decision is released. But one option for them is to go district by district and get 20 to 30 plaintiffs in districts throughout Wisconsin who can say, look, this map made it impossible for me to exercise my voice in assembly district blank. You know, you get enough of them, you get critical mass. And whether or not it's a quote statewide claim, if you have to redraw 20 or 30 districts, you got to redraw the whole map practically. So that's one option they could do. They could also follow the template that Kagan's thrown out there as a free speech or a freedom of association type of a lawsuit. Bring it that way. But it's going to go back to court. And that district court that ruled Wisconsin's map unconstitutional a couple years ago now, probably going to get a chance to revisit it again.
What are we hearing from the state now and from Republicans who drew these maps?
I mean, they're happy. Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel called it a victory for the rule of law. praised the Department of Justice lawyers who handled this case, but it was a very brief statement. You know, it would be an odd place for them to do a victory lap because this is going to end up back in court in some way or another. And so, you know, we'll see what form that takes. But I think every indication here from the court, from plaintiffs, from election law experts is that this thing is still alive, that the court's decision today didn't really decide anything.
Took a long time to get here. These are maps that were drawn in 2011. This whole process could take us, I don't know, to 2021 when we're drawing new maps anyway.
So, yeah, here's the timing issue that becomes really important over the next couple of years, and the reason that the court kind of has to decide it this next go around one way or the other. You know, either has to say you can become too partisan in this process or not, or they just have to say, you know, like, we haven't found that metric. Whoever wins the 2020 elections on these maps is going to draw the next maps, you know, for the next decade. So there's a census in 2020. That means in 2021, the new, you know, redistricting plan will be drawn that is in place for the next decade. So if there's a gerrymandered map, you know, then that's going to affect who gets to win that election and draw the next map.
So the Supreme Court didn't deal on this. They didn't do, was it Maryland with a Democratic drawn map? States really don't have guidance from the U.S. Supreme Court, briefly.
Yeah, I mean, that was a really brief decision in the Maryland case, but a similar outcome. You had basically a redistricting case that was brought against a single congressional district there, different grounds, drawn by a different party, same outcome. The court has not weighed in on this issue.
Sean, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
You're welcome.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief with us to talk about the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in Wisconsin's redistricting case, where the court found that the Democratic challengers of the state's maps did not have standing to bring the case, sending it back to a lower court.